Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, home of the five-star technician. Check them out online at cropmetcalf.com. Apparently we had
A mix-up
with the time change.
Right.
Shane Bacon
Drabby,
scheduled to join us.
Can you give us the exact reason why Shane Bacon's not coming on?
The exact reason is he just texted me and said, "Hey, guys, got my time zones mixed up. I need to do 10 a.m. Eastern, not 9.
Shane Dunger.
Well, tell them they can do it with Grant and Danny and those guys. Grant and
Pete. Pedro will do an interview with Shane
Grant
Bacon.
Grant can't wait to ask him a bunch of golf questions.
All right, so no Shane Bacon.
No, it's not looking good for him.
Life goes on. By the way, there is a Shane I wanted to talk about, Shane Lowry.
Okay.
Because Shane Lowry is leading the Open Championship from Ireland. He's not from Northern Ireland. He's from Ireland.
Okay.
And he is 4 under. He's done for the day. Alex Noren, 3 under, done for the day. Webb Simpson, also done for the day. He had it to 5. Now he finished at 3. Sergio also finished with a 68, 3 under. Dylan Fratelli, who just won on tour last week, 3 under. And, of course, Rory McIlroy carded a quad bogey on 1. Also bogeyed 3. He has chipped away a little bit. I think he is 3 over. So he was at 5 over at one point. Now he's 3 over. So
that's not that bad.
Well, obviously not that bad considering
he can gain another stroke or two. Then he's only, you know, 4 back.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
I can still grasp.
That's right, because you have him.
I have him and Tiger. I took some big names.
Yes, you did. You went big.
Well, Tiger was about to go undrafted. Everybody's disrespecting him.
Disrespecting him completely. There's a little secret to my hate here. I am secretly hoping.
I know, reverse psychology.
I'm doing a little reverse psychology.
You kind of did that.
I'm doing a little of that. Because, of course, there's nobody more exciting. I don't care what anybody says. It's more exciting than anybody in the game. And so, you know, when he's not going to be competitive, it just makes me crazy. And I just feel like he's not going to be competitive this week. I think he's basically acknowledged that. He's not practicing. These kind of weather conditions aren't conducive to his body at this point. We had Steve Sands on and said, look, he's on borrowed time with the fusion and everything else and his age.
But, JP, you're right. I mean, if Rory can – let's see. Rory has played
10,
12. He's played 12. So if he can get another birdie or two and he can get it back to 1 over, you know, no one's really running away with it, and the leader's at 4.
Right.
So you could be in it. You just – you know, he's got to – got to be focused on 1. I mean, quad bogeys, you can't.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for a quad
it's
bogey.
It's called a fatal error.
When you're hitting iron off the tee.
Yeah.
You didn't get a breakfast ball?
He should have. I mean, it is his home course.
2 off the 1st.
Should hook him a little bit.
2 off the 1st.
Let me shift gears for a second. So at the Nats Orioles game, Lamar Jackson was there, and throughout the first pitch, I saw some clips of Lamar Jackson doing like some wacky baseball bits. Like he was making like the pose of some of the statues behind, you know, in the outfield. And he threw out a fine first pitch. Mm-hmm. He should. He's a quarterback.
He didn't embarrass himself.
Well, he's not that accurate, so I could understand if he missed, if he threw a dirt ball.
So you quickly go to the Joan, but they won a bunch of games to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Do you think it continues? It seems like there are a ton of skeptics.
I'm a skeptic.
He's such a great athlete. Shouldn't he be able to get better at his craft? Which
well,
is
that was my argument with Robert. You guys all dismissed that. I thought Robert could get better. Now, I didn't, but I think injury factored a lot into an ego.
How much better can he get?
And the key for him, for Lamar, will be staying healthy because I know he's going to be running.
I always thought that Robert could get better.
He's going to take hits.
I think slightly different than Robert, though. Robert wanted to be Aaron Rodgers and be a pocket passer. Like, I don't know that Lamar, I think, is still willing to run 15, 20. Like, they're going to still run him 15, 20 times.
Probably good. I think Robert needed a blend. I think Robert needed, like, 5 years to get to where he wanted to get. And Robert tried to get there in, like, year two. And I think that was the plan with the Shanahans. I think the Shanahans wanted to slowly get him to be less reliant on the run. And after Robert got hurt, he immediately wanted to be less reliant on the run.
Any smart coach knows that you can't run your quarterback. I mean, your quarterback's going to get drilled.
Right.
And he's going to be out.
He might have gotten away with that on the college level, but in the pros, at some point, somebody's going to hunt you down and somebody's going to lay a lick on you that's going to knock you out.
Then RG3 or Trace are starting for half the season.
Right.
So he took over in week 11 for the Ravens last year and led them to the playoffs. And during that span, he was on a pace, had he played the whole season, to run for 1,200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much they were running the football with him. He threw for 7.1 yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
He's 21 years old. And that actually was higher than
Andy Dalton. So what's your question? Is your question, can they be successful with Lamar Jackson running the ball?
What are your expectations for Lamar Jackson? Are you a skeptic? Well, skeptic. Going to blow up and not work
Didn't
out?
Didn't they sign a running back in the offseason? I can't remember. Was it
Ingram?
Ingram?
Yep. They drafted Justice Ingram. Hill out of Oklahoma State. Scat back type.
And then
and
got
Hollywood Brown.
They got, right? They drafted Hollywood Brown. They've got Willie Snead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris People Moore. Sleep. Is it Mark Andrews, the tight end?
Yeah, Mark Andrews.
People sleep on him. He's a pretty good player.
They drafted Miles Boykin out of Notre Dame, correct?
Yes.
All right, so they got some young receivers.
Is they're a little just, part of gonna, you, Valdez, going to pine for Joe in Denver for all the years he gave to Baltimore?
Hopefully they see him in the AFC Championship game.
There you go. So you're rooting for him to do
of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl.
Right. Brought you a lot of good memories.
Exactly.
I don't know what to expect from him when he's dropping back because he wasn't that successful doing that. I mean,
right.
I know they won a bunch of games, but he didn't have a high percentage.
Fairly mediocre at that, and that will ultimately doom him.
Supposedly, they're going to throw a lot more this year because Greg Roman took over.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to transition into more of a passing offense instead of that read option.
I'm not sure if that fits, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that, but
maybe he improved in the offseason.
What's the over-under on dubs for the Ravens in Vegas?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'll give you my tingle without even looking at their schedule.
My tingle
you.
Is
tingle on the over-under.
8.5. That's my tingle on the over-under. I don't have the official
They're
number.
Always competitive for the most part, so I give them credit. But
I'd have to look at the
I'm
schedule.
Not a big
I mean,
Lamar
you
Jackson
have to look
guy.
At a schedule.
6-2 and 8 starts.
Yeah, that's kind of fluky. I mean,
so do you think he can't get better?
Listen, I had the same theory with Robert. I thought Robert
I think
would get
he
better.
Can. Eight and a half is the number.
Ooh.
And it's tough to change because
it's juiced to the under, by the way. It's minus 140 on under 8.5.
Beyond Robert, you can point to Tim Tebow. Oh, great athlete. He'll figure out how to throw.
Yeah.
The league gave up on him.
Yeah. I'm just not high on him.
By the way, the first two games for the Ravens are marshmallow soft. It is tailor-made for a 2-0 start.
Dolphins.
They go to the Dolphins on the road in week one, and then the Cardinals fly east for a 1 o'clock kickoff week two.
Right.
Your Ravens are going to be 2-0 coming out of the gate. Tingle.
Kind of size.
He's all happy.
Already he tries
to say it's just sports. Oh, he's all
I'm
happy.
I get sized for the different bit because everyone thinks that he's going to suck.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
for some
I'm not a big
But
fan.
For some reason, I think he's going
to
be silly.
What were the first two? I'm sorry.
The first two at the Dolphins and then home to the Cardinals.
I don't think at Miami's easy.
I mean, Miami, I think, is picked to be the worst team in the league this year. Amongst the bottom
I know,
two
but
or
it's
three.
A road game. It's going to be hot as balls.
Okay. I would
down
still
there.
Bet on the Ravens there.
Yeah.
Who's coaching them now?
The dude from New England. Brother.
Oh, Brian. No, Brian.
The linebacker coach? Brian Flores?
Flores, yeah.
They have to go to the Chiefs in week three, and then the Browns come here in week four.
So then maybe they'll be 2-2.
I know there's a lot of hype about the Browns.
They're gonna be between 7 and 9 wins.
The Ravens handle them in Baltimore. They're okay. They're off to a 3-1 start now, Valdez. Look at what I've got.
He's
guys
got a
doing.
Big grin. Valdez, he can say what he wants about IJS.
Get
he gets size.
By the way, it's Tiger Week. That's why I'm smiling.
By the way, the Cleveland win total on my site, betus.com, is 9.5.
Yeah, I'd go under that.
Man, do you think they're a 10-win team?
No, they have a tough schedule.
I think I got to go under that. And you're getting plus money on under.
I've got to
go under.
People
are just bailing on Pittsburgh now in that division where Tomlin always has that team at the top. Maybe they have lost a couple stars, obviously, in
No Brown.
Antonio Brown, but they're still the Steelers with Tomlin. I think they'll figure it out. They still have Big Ben, which is the most important thing.
Juju going to have a big year.
He should have a monster year.
Didn't he have a monster year last year?
Well, now without Antonio Brown there.
He had over 100 catches, yeah. Right?
He should have an even bigger piece now.
Could you imagine the Redskins having somebody that was a 100 catch?
100 catches?
100
no.
catch guy,
no.
You mean?
Who was the last 100 catch receiver for the Redskins? Pierre? Did he have 100? He had to have had
probably.
At least one 100 catch season.
Got to be him.
He was a workhorse.
109 yard catches.
Yeah. 108 yard catches.
They weren't.
He's tough as nails. I really enjoyed
him. No, he was very good.
In fact, I wish they probably kept him. But
then
is he out of football now? Is there like an injury?
He's currently a free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with San Fran and then.
Yeah, I think
he did have some injury problems.
I think he's done.
I think he had like a neck injury.
How long did he play? About 11 years? 10, 11 years?
He had 113 grabs for the Skins in 2013. Yeah. 113.
So to answer your question about Lamar, it's going to be very interesting to see, first of all, how they use him and how much he did improve in the offseason throwing the ball and his accuracy.
Well, let's be honest. Because what made him special was legs.
Absolutely.
Same thing with Robert. So you take away his legs.
But what I'm saying is you just can't keep running the guy because he's going to get hurt.
Right.
But I think it has to
be a gradual thing.
But, like, a lot of his runs, and Valdez, you can speak on it, a lot of them were, like, quarterback sweeps where the whole line, let's say they're rolling to the right, he's
designed.
Running to the sideline.
Yeah, designed runs.
Designed to go out of bounds.
Okay, but you're still going to get hit.
Because of his speed, and he's getting 7 yards going that way.
Still going
to
get hit.
I also don't like the fact that people are rooting for him to get hurt, so they're proven right.
Oh, I'm not rooting,
I'm not
for,
rooting
that.
For him to get hurt.
I think some people are.
Not
like
me.
Like who?
I just think he's not very good.
People in the media
or
fans?
Just stuff that I read. Twitter.
Well, some guy just told me that David Duvall played the wrong hole.
And you believed him.
All right, so don't. Who cares what Twitter says?
Is Spieth doing something?
Yeah, he's two under.
He's
maybe
two
it's
under?
Not because it's, maybe it's not because instead having one, you may end up seeing three holes instead of one.
I don't know why. Why are we not playing that every single day?
I miss that kid.
I'm derelict to my
that
duties.
That kid's probably almost 40 now.
Was that him covering the war at Westfield?
Believe it
I
was.
I would love to
yes.
see what he looks like now.
That's our old intern.
Give me the
Omar.
Face app on Omar.
Almost 20 years ago, he's got to be in his 40s.
Probably.
He's got to be in his early 40s.
I don't think so.
Yeah, late 30s, early 40s.
Somebody tracked him down and he refused to come on with us.
We scarred him.
Yeah.
Now, some of the things that were done to him or with him while he was here.
I think it was supposed to be a 20th anniversary surprise.
And he was just like,
no,
thank you.
Out. Yeah. No interest.
Sized. Yeah, like hostile. Not good.
EB, what do you think about the Redskins over 5.5? Do you like that? Do you see them at 5-11? I mean, obviously it depends.
He has the over on our.
You have over that.
He's got over.
I think I have him at 6.
You had him at 7, I believe.
I don't think so.
You had him at 7.
I have him at 4-12.
All right, so you would bet the under there.
I have him at 7, and let's be honest, I was just.
I mean, if they go 5-11, even if Haskins plays, let's say, half the season, is Jay back?
If they do,
I don't know. If
they
that's
go 5-11.
No, I don't think.
I don't think that's survivable for him.
Jay needs to get to 7-8. Unless it's Haskins, and Haskins shows development.
I'm desperate for him to hang on just so JP is flummoxed by the fact
I am flummoxed.
That he's still here after all.
Man, I'm going to be here, JP. I'm going to be here all these years,
like,
man.
If you were the owner, for you, it's a playoffs. Yeah. So what if he wins? What if he goes 9-7 and misses the playoffs?
This is season number 6. I don't care. It's a bottom line business. I'm not even going to go with nuance or context. My head coach has to make the playoffs more than one out of every 6 years.
Hey, man,
years.
I'm just glad the bar's set low here in D.C.
But context
wins.
Is part of life.
EB wants me to give me a lifetime deal.
But you know what the context speaks to me? That he hasn't been able to overcome it and get him into the playoffs. And even that one playoff season, they finished 9-8.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
he's a 500 level coach?
Hey, man, you guys can go pound sand. If I get fired here, I'm going to go work for my brother in Vegas. My wife's going to chase flush draws. 40 hours a week.
I will miss Cakes doing the Jay Gruden, but I just don't think he's deserving.
I can still do him if he's in a different locale. Who cares?
Yeah. This won't be as relevant here.
Right.
I don't know. What's the buy?
I don't know. You just got to be really bad to be 5-11.
They're not
that means
be
if they're 5-11, that means the defense was
Defense was a bust.
Was a little overhyped.
Haskins, you know, was a bust.
If they're 5-11, I'm going to be killing every one of those guys we just mentioned
that
half an hour ago.
Didn't do anything.
That missed their workout bonuses. I've been grilling them.
I got
for missing their workouts.
I got them to 7, and I was as optimistic as I could be. I tried to be super optimistic, and I got them to 7. I mean, I feel like that's their ceiling.
Yeah, 7-8.
If you want to chime in, it is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Shall we do the entertainment page next? I see Kevin Spacey. Innocent man, EB.
Yeah, we got Kevin Spacey. We got Tom Brady. We got Netflix news. A lot of stuff. And we'll bang out your calls. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Less than 2 weeks, we're going to be heading out to Richmond for training camp. Doing
down
a show
to Richmond.
Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. From training camp, and Tuesday evening, we invite you to join us for the Fan and Friends. You can join the Junks and Richmond's Wes McElroy for a night of sports talk, food, fun, and beer at Atlas 42 in the Short Pump neighborhood. That's July 30th. You can get tickets at thefanrichmond.com. First beer on the Junkies. Seating's limited, so get your tickets.
Nice.
We have all kinds of info. You follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio or our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, if you want more details. But again, thefanrichmond.com for details. Also, want to mention, we've got kind of a powerhouse lineup tomorrow, football related.
We do?
Guests at 840 and 920. Shall I give you clues?
Hints,
yes. I have no idea about it.
You know the first one because we talked about it yesterday. You were talking to Drab about him yesterday. He's been on the show before. Was once one of the biggest power players in the NFL on the agent side.
Oh. Yeah, but I wanted him to come in studio. He's going to be a phoner, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's the guy from Florida, Drew Rosenhaus.
No.
It's Lee Steinberg.
Lee Steinberg.
Ah. And then at 9:20, all right, we're on in Richmond, but we're also on in Norfolk.
Yes.
Yeah. Virginia Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of probably the number one, or if not number one, one of the biggest athletes to come out of that region. Plays in the NFL. Or
currently?
Played in the NFL.
D'Angelo Hall.
Oh, much bigger.
Bigger than D'Angelo Hall. Michael Vick.
Mike Vick. 9:20 tomorrow.
A.K.A. Ron Mexico. Very good. Good booking.
Yes.
Don't bring up Ron Mexico. His herpes name.
Yeah, don't do that.
Mike Vick, don't kiss. Mike Vick blanks.
All right.
I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that line.
Now, where did that come from? I remember the line, too.
I don't know. I just can't.
Did he say that to some chick or
something?
It's
stuck in my brain.
Yeah, something he said in college, I think.
Yeah.
He was hollering at chicks.
Right. Mike Vick don't kiss. Mike Vick blanks.
Blanks. Yes, yeah. Correct. Mm. You can fill in the blank at home.
Right.
Or in your car, wherever you are.
AWOD don't kiss and don't blank.
I wish we could talk about the AWOD story.
Oh, yeah, there's an AWOD story. That's hilarious.
There's an AWOD story percolating.
Yeah,
such a good story.
So bad.
How'd you do on News Channel 8 last night?
I thought I did really well.
Yeah,
I saw him droning about it.
I should say, it's not called News Channel 8 now. What
wrinkled
is it called?
Shirt alert.
WJLA 24/7.
Hey, do we have any audio from it?
I do have it. I just need to forward it to Valdez.
Why didn't you do that?
Oh.
Didn't think
thought
we
you guys
would
be on top of that.
This is Matt Valdez.
I don't know. I thought you guys would be on top.
Who hosted it with you?
Chip Briere.
Chip Briere?
Yep.
Does he know who you are? Or were you just kind of a stranger to him?
Well, we actually just met for the first time, but he had heard of me because he used to work in Richmond. And he's been watching the Sports Junkies every morning. He's probably watching right now.
Ah, well,
thank
okay.
you, Chip.
Very cool.
Chip.
Chippy.
We appreciate that.
Thank you, Chip. By the way, got to give a shout out to Mike Walker from BMW Fairfax. He mentioned Richmond. They set me up with the X7. They want me to drive that around for a couple weeks. That car is just unbelievable. Big SUV. I'm going to drive that down to Richmond. And I'm telling you, it's one of those cars that people just, they ask you about it. They want to get the details. It's just like driving a spaceship. So I absolutely love it. So thank you to Mike. Appreciate
all right,
that.
We can open up the entertainment page. It is brought to you by our friends at Second Chance Addiction Care, an outpatient drug and alcohol addiction center. It's already helped several Junkies listeners online at secondchancecare.com.
I just want to talk about the AWOD story.
Oh,
it would be very,
you know,
entertaining.
It's priceless.
Yeah, but what
story.
If I just talk about it?
But as you say, it always sounds the same.
I know.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
And he claims he has a new spot. He wants to.
I'm getting after it this weekend because I found a new spot that's filled with college babes, blonde sillies, and I was
semi-successful. It's a little dumpier. Is it a little dumpier?
No, it's. No, yeah, well, it does get a little crowded on the rooftop.
Does Chuck Lee from Pamplona feel like you're cheating on him by hitting this new spot?
I mean, I have a bone to pick with Valdez.
Oh, you do?
Really? Oh, is it Valdez is it? All
Lurch.
Horning in?
Yeah.
On
Lurch, let me ask you something.
Are you there all the time now, Valdez?
No, I went once with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, once is a lie. Lurch, how would you feel if I went to Bonefish, got a free meal, and then went out to dinner with the owner the very next day? And now we're best friends. And I'm playing golf with him
jealous.
On my list.
Yeah. Oh, there's a little jealousy.
On the Prince of Pamplona.
Huh?
What don't come said? To Pamplona
he's
without asking
me. He's
doing
I like
his
title.
Fake voice. Why do you do that?
Yeah. I'm Rick.
Why?
He's coming to my spot, and he's asking for free
spot.
Stuff. He's asking for all the hookups.
It's not your spot.
It is. I cultivated this for an entire year. I brought all my boys there.
He has put in the work.
He probably likes Valdez better.
He might like me better.
Didn't we know Chuck before Adam?
But for the Junkies, he would not have hookups
that
with Pamplona.
That part is absolutely true as well.
Okay, right. So we are the cog. We're the critical piece.
Right.
No, I'm actually on AWOD's team here. Chuck sent in gift cards, and everybody disrespected him. Adam's the only one that followed up.
I didn't disrespect it. I'm never down there.
Right,
I
exactly.
Went, so. I went with another couple before I went to the comedy show.
Okay, long after AWOD had already been going. But here's what you guys don't know.
What?
Yeah. Valdez, he's a troublemaker.
This is Matt Valdez.
So not only...
I'm slick.
You look guilty, Valdez, right now.
I'm slick.
You do look guilty.
Not only is he hitting up Chuck Lee for free meals now all the time.
That's close to where he lives, right?
Very close.
Right. Don't you see my
Aruba perfect
buddy.
Spot for him.
Go ahead.
JP, I know you love the free meals there, too. They're not drying up. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, I've been once. I'm defending Valdez.
All right, go ahead.
Valdez has he won't tell us anymore when he goes. He just pops in by himself.
Where? Mm-hmm. To
because
Pamplona?
He's so embarrassed.
Hey, guys, I'm busy. I can't hang. Well, it is Adam's kind of hookup.
Right.
And although when I went with my wife, I texted Adam to see if he wanted to come out.
Yeah.
That was friendly.
Oh, so, you did?
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, he
but you've been
that.
Going. You've been going.
No, of course not.
Solo since then?
No, I went once.
No, he went two nights in a row.
No, I went. All right. So.
You went to Pamplona and then you went out with the owner.
Right. Okay. So, you know how my fridge broke?
Yes.
I had zero food.
I didn't know your fridge
my
broke.
My fridge broke.
Yeah.
I had zero food. And so I was going to stop off at a barbecue place.
Right.
Get some dinner.
Yeah.
And it's close to Pamplona. So I texted Chuck. I said, can you hook me up?
At Lillery. Right.
And I went over there and he had, you know.
Aren't you embarrassed?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Got some nice tapas.
But I'm nubs.
Small plate, silly.
Yeah.
So I might as well just.
Well, of course Chuck's going to hook it because Chuck knows that we're going to talk about it.
Right.
He's going to get a good
pub. From his, but still, it's still embarrassing.
What about this?
What do you mean? You ask for free stuff all the time.
It's still embarrassing. I'm always embarrassed.
Well, I'm going to stop you.
Let me tell you. Actually, hold on. I want you to continue your point. But I'm not embarrassed to ask here on this. But in real life, to actually make the call, I'm embarrassed. On the air, I'll ask for anything. Different person. But in real life, I find it. Humiliating.
Well, I have no shame.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
You know what he did?
Yeah.
He's been abusing this so much recently.
Uh-oh. Well, he keeps saying once or twice.
Adam says he's been four times in the last month.
Okay.
That Adam,
you look guilty.
What's the truth?
That's untrue.
What's the truth?
I've Uh-oh. Been twice.
Uh-oh.
Out at night, twice.
What about a month and a half? Ever since I got my new job, he's been plotting this out because I'm busy now. I can't get out to Pamplona and get drunk. Valdez has been four times since I got my
There's
new job.
There's the voice.
It's annoying.
Yeah, but I don't think he's putting it on. I think he's being
it doesn't
you know, I'm going to start going every day. Get him bitter.
Like
right.
All right. Valdez hit up Tim Seymour and took Chuck Lee to the palm.
That's a good move.
That's silly.
And got hooked right, there.
So, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So he's using one hookup to,
for another hookup.
Yeah. Tank another hookup.
That's a borderline. Right,
so, that's a great hook. Tim
I know. The Tim's.
But listen, oh, yeah.
Tim gives you zeros?
No, there was no zeros. there was like 0.01 cent.
So really? They charge you just
to charge
tip.
You a penny.
They charge you just to say they did charge you.
They charge you a penny.
No, that's the move so that you can use your credit card.
Yeah.
Because if they don't give you a bill at all,
you can't tip.
I had cash.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Chuck stocked my fridge up. All right. He hooked me and my wife. We went the next day on Friday.
Right.
He got me a million golf passes to Raspberry Falls.
How did he do that?
His wife has a connection out there.
Okay.
So I have a million passes to Raspberry
Free golf?
Yeah. And so I wanted to thank him, so I took him out.
Right. So you took him to Timmy Seymour.
Yeah.
Were you paid something?
Now, were you embarrassed?
Very embarrassed. Trust me, it's very embarrassing.
it's an embarrassment factor.
I'm not.
Did you paint over my horseshoe bald spot on the caricature?
I learned from the best.
I don't mind begging on air. Save
the palm text for your anniversary or something special, not to scratch Chuck Lee's back because he's hooking you up with golf passes.
Right, and here's the thing:
passes and meals and alcohol.
See, and Adam's a little bit bitter because Adam is too stupid to, because he can't really pay Chuck back,
But I make a point of it to post on social media to tell all my friends I'm at Pamplona. Valdez just goes there and asks for free shots.
Right.
See, this I don't have a problem with any of this because at some point the gravy train that the junkies are on is going to stop.
Right.
Unlike my train was supposed to stop in Milan
and
just kept rolling to Chiasso, Switzerland. Yeah. It's going to stop, and we're all going to get off, and it's going to be done,
so
and we're not going to have any hookups.
Right.
I think you've got to take advantage, because they're not going to get the hookups if we're not getting them. So
exactly.
I think you take advantage of it.
Just
be shameless.
He's given him so much crap in this room for the last 3 years about the Pamplona stuff, and now Valdez suddenly
I kind of realize how silly of a hookup.
Now you're the Archduke of Pamplona.
Yeah.
Trying to threaten
his
title.
Be the prince.
Right.
Valdez has said 100 times, you're not allowed to say Pamplona on the air. That's plugola.
Right. We've been doing it for 25 years.
That's hilarious.
Oh,
all right, that's
is.
Pretty good EP. Let me give you the real stories.
I know Kevin Spacey cleared.
Yeah,
he's
Kevin
an innocent
Spacey.
Man, EB.
Well, I don't know if he's innocent. But prosecutors filed a formal request to drop the sexual assault charges against Kevin Spacey due to the unavailability of the complaining witness. Now, I think he also dropped his civil case against him. So obviously it looks like maybe there was some sort of payment. Something happened here. Oh. And now all of a sudden the witness is not cooperating. Apparently also there was some real sketchy evidence, maybe some evidence tampering, like texts that were deleted or maybe texts that were tampered with between the kid Spacey.
The alleged victim.
So who knows? So that case looks like it's disintegrated. The real question is, Kevin Spacey be able to work again?
He will work again. He's too good of an actor not to work again.
I don't know.
He's
going to have it always over his head for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
He's got this black cloud.
I mean, he was kind of like Harvey Weinstein. Everybody kind of knew it was like an unspoken thing, but everyone kind of would joke about Harvey Weinstein being a creep.
Never been convicted, EB. You always say you hold your judgment.
I know, but it was just a preponderance of evidence there. I think the same thing with Spacey. Like everybody kind of knew that he was a creep. Who knows? I don't know. There's photos of Tom Brady and Giselle making out on the beach, which is always awkward whenever you see like a grown ass man making out with somebody. You know,
full-fledged makeout session.
Look, I mean, he's like grabbing her ass. She's wearing like a thong.
Good for him.
He's just kissing her. Let me see that.
All right. When was the last time you did that?
Kiss my wife?
No, like that. On the
beach. Made out?
Yeah, on the beach.
On the beach? Oh, yeah. Never. That's never happened.
Right. Like, when was the last time you had a public display?
That's never happened.
Right. Well, I can remember, like, in the wooing stages.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah,
you
probably.
You could go out to Annapolis or something.
But I've never.
You know, when I was in my 20s.
My tongue has never been in her mouth publicly. Ever.
That is just gross to think about.
I mean, not even when you were dating? I bet it when you were dating.
No. We were very private when it comes to that.
All like, behind closed doors.
Well, obviously not like trying to make a show, but like maybe you were on a park bench somewhere. You know,
I don't remember it.
Yeah,
what about
I would be surprised if Cakes did it recently.
What about with Red Sox highlights?
Well, that wasn't my wife.
That was his point.
Yeah. Well, that was way before
different
my
person.
Wife.
I understand, but she might have been a little more adventurous.
But that was he was younger.
He was a teenager. Yeah.
That's the only Red Sox highlights I ever want to watch.
Red Sox highlights was in 1991.
Like 91.
So yeah. Grainy. Grainier yeah. than TV before it got fixed.
You know, the good
VHS tape. Right.
The good news is if that tape had survived, it would be so grainy. It wouldn't even be fun to watch.
I'd still pop it in.
Yeah. We would have gotten it transferred to a DVD.
They'll pop it in once a day.
Oh, man, it's so funny. Netflix. Everybody, you'd think Netflix is as popular as ever, but they're saying it suffered its first major loss of U.S. subscribers in a long, long time, and they're blaming recent price hikes. I didn't know
that's
this.
That's because Valdez is probably stealing somebody's password.
But I think also other streaming services, paying. Because Apple and Disney are going to be streaming. So there's just a lot of competition in that space.
Yeah, I don't know. We got Netflix. How much did our price go up? Does anybody know?
I think it's like 15 or 16 bucks a month, I would guess.
I think there may even be
somewhere in that range.
Did it start at 10?
I don't even remember.
I thought of JP the other day because when I was going to that Starbucks that was in the Target,
right.
I walked by
a red box,
and there was a woman in there fidgeting with it, trying to get her DVD.
She was trying to get her DVD.
I haven't done the red box in a while. But I mean, it's not terrible if you go to a spot all the time.
I mean, who even has a DVD player anymore? I don't even have a VHS player, let alone, I'm not sure I have
a DVD player. I don't think it's connected.
When was the last time you popped in a DVD?
It's been years.
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 The last DVD I watched was like a Tony Horton P90X workout.
That's hilarious in and of itself.
Yeah. Why? Why? The P90X was a great
jumping
workout.
Around your basement.
It was a good workout. But also, I did the Insanity. That was the last time I used the DVD. JP goes to Redbox routinely.
It's a Harris Teeter on the checkout sometimes. I check out, and then it's right there, and then I'll look. Top 20 movies. Oh, they're silly.
I can't even
Boom.
Believe they still have those things.
I can't believe they stole the coin stars. Don't they take a piece of all the change that you dump in there?
Why would they still have that? Because
EB, don't sleep on the free cookie that you can get.
What do you mean,
Harris Teeter?
Yeah,
I'm not a Harris Teeter person.
I don't actually get the free cookie. My kids
like
the
free cookie.
It's a sugar cookie. They have a box of sugar.
At the end of the registers, they have their. I think it's a dragon is their mascot, and it's got a clear bin that has.
And you can stick
your
dirty hands in there and get a cookie.
Yes,
you can stick
it. Use the tongs.
Oh, they have the tongs.
No one uses the tongs.
Nobody uses those. And they offer cookies with sugar and sugar-free cookies. Which one do you think is empty all the time?
Right.
Well, with all the sugar.
Right, of course.
Yeah, it's right there by Harry the Dragon.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Maybe I have to become a Harris. There's no Harris Teeter really near me. Oh, it's weird.
And we know you don't go out of your way to go to a grocery store. God forbid it's on the wrong side of the road.
Well, that's a gas station. I will only go to a gas station that's on the correct side of where I'm going. Imagine taking a U-turn to a gas station. It's the worst. Unless you're legit on E.
Yeah.
Like you're on fumes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you emergency. Do that? Do you go to a gas station on the wrong side of the road?
I tend to go to the ones that are convenient.
Yeah, of
course. Probably on the right
You'll
side.
You'll push it. To find
Actually,
one on the right
upside,
side.
Cakes.
On the upside. Get upside. Yes.
In for you.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. You want to chime in on anything? We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fam. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio, filling us in on the running of the Bulls in Pamplona. And we were speculating on the whole Josh Norman jumping over the bull. And I said, maybe it's not as abnormal as you think.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you make it to the arena at the end of the running of the Bulls, every 10 minutes for the next hour, a bull is released into the arena. Each one is bigger than the previous.
Ooh.
The goal is to get as close to as possible or jump over the bull.
That's one of the stated goals.
That's what he said. He says, but touching the bull is forbidden. Touching the bull gives the locals a reason to beat on the culprit.
Oh.
Saw it firsthand.
Oh, so you're supposed to get close to the bowl but not touch the bowl. That's frowned upon.
Oh, okay. I was told something different. I was told that their goal is to go touch the head.
I'm not saying that what Josh Norman was doing is a normal thing, and he certainly showed some athleticism by jumping over the bowl.
Some
but
athleticism.
I kind of agree with Cakes. It was a tiny bowl. It was a small bowl. And
I'm not disrespecting what he did.
750 pounds.
No, but what I was guessing was it wasn't that Josh Norman, all of a sudden, he's the first guy to ever jump over the bowl and, like, came up with that. That apparently that's a thing.
Yeah.
I bet you a very small percentage of those clowns can do that.
Right, have the ability to do it.
Right.
Especially head on that way.
All right.
Right?
I thought it was a little bit from the side.
It was
depending on, like, the angle that you looked at.
It was just very impressive.
Yeah, that's crazy. By the way,
Jordan Spieth 3-under through 5.
Well, and Duvall needs to birdie 18 to not shoot 90.
Ooh, well, that's probably not going to happen.
He's 19 over par. So, I mean, he had the 13 on the one hole.
Yeah.
God only knows how he got there. Maybe he hit the wrong ball. I don't know what he did.
I usually need the birdie to break 90.
Well, that's what he needs, a birdie to break 90.
Gotcha.
He needs a birdie to break 90. Otherwise.
Well, he's only 23 back of the leader.
I mean, that's kind of embarrassing.
Not bad.
He was,
I mean, otherwise,
one in the
let's
world.
Just say he parred that one hole. So he got a 13. Was it on a par 4 or par 5? Let's say it was on a par 4.
I think it was
the
a
13.
4. Actually, it might have been a 5. Let me see.
Let's see what it. Let's just say he had parred that hole and just played it like, you know, normal,
yeah,
instead.
It was on a par 5.
It was on a
so
par
he was
5.
8 over.
So 8 over. So take away the 8. So he'd really only be 11 over right now.
Right.
So he'd shoot like an 81.
Well, he just tripled 17. So
that didn't help. He started out with 2 birdies.
He's got 2 birdies, he's got 6 pars, and he's got a bunch of doubles.
That card
triples.
Doesn't look that dissimilar to mine. I haven't had a 13 in a long time. I mean, honestly. I'm sure I've had one.
No, but if you take a 13, I mean, you're not playing every shot if you're hacking it up. You just pick up.
Yeah. All right, let's bang out a couple of these calls here. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
I just don't mean to backtrack you guys some, but I was just talking about what Bickle said about the gas station thing.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one. If the gas station's not on the same side of my, and I'm going, uh-huh, I will not turn around and go to another one.
Right.
I don't care if
unless
I'm
you're desperate. What if you're desperate?
My car's about to cut off. No.
You have to be on fumes.
Yeah, you got to be really desperate to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you, bro.
Even on fumes, I wouldn't do it. I'll try to take my chances and wait till I see one coming up.
You know what? Coming from somebody who ran out of gas for the first time within the last year and a half, I'm not pushing that.
Mike, let me ask you. Have you ever run out of gas in your life? Ever?
Several times.
Really? Well, I can understand why.
Yeah.
I've never run out of gas, and I will never
run out of
gas.
You know what I did the other day by mistake? And I don't know why it's not universal. Maybe somebody in the car manufacturer business can explain it to me. But, you know, depending on what vehicle I'm driving, it's which side the gas is on. And
right.
I got confused the other day. I wasn't paying attention. So I pulled in the gas station on the wrong side. It's like, God damn it. On the Escalade,
well,
on the left,
last
right?
Time I filled I did, up
right.
too. Yep.
So I'm like, all right, no big deal. I've seen these guys. Sometimes the thing will... Well, whatever you call it.
The hose
will extend over the vehicle, and I can. It wouldn't come close to going over the vehicle extension.
I've never tried that move.
All hoses, you should be able to access either side of the car.
Get the hose.
Aren't you just supposed to be able to look at your screen and there's an arrow on your little
symbol?
Yes,
of course, but I wasn't confused. I just drove it. I was driving a different car than I was normally driving. You know what I mean? So it was just.
Hey, Mike.
Mike,
yes, sir.
Mike, would you bet over 5.5 wins for the Skins or under 5.5 wins for the Skins?
Under.
That'd be hard to bet. Too far under. It's a good number.
I mean, are they a 4-12 team?
Hard to bet too far. I think they'd be right around there. I would stay away from it.
Yeah, you might need week 17 to get it done.
Let's go to David. David, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I got some Redskins bad news, I think, but I'd like to talk about gas for a second.
All right.
I am super ADD, so I can look at my gas tank and know that I need gas, and then I can look up or my phone can ring, and I can totally forget. I've run out of gas probably 6 or 7 times.
Totally.
One time rolling into a gas station.
Yeah, I've done that, rolling into a gas station for sure. Yeah. What else?
Hey, second thing. Do you guys guys like bread pudding? I mean, the best bread pudding in the world.
Not a huge fan.
Anybody?
I mean, it's okay.
No, I like
maybe.
Pizza better.
All right, well, you tell me, and I'll bring you pizza for Mom Lucia's any morning, and we make the best bread pudding. I got 12 trays in the back of my car.
The voice?
The Mama Lucia's guy.
Okay, got it. Now I got it.
I'll crush a slice or two tomorrow. Pepperoni.
Let's talk Redskins.
All right, quickly.
Three wins.
You better be under that.
Valdez wants him to call back again tomorrow. He just told me that in my ear. He did. He told me that.
All right. I thought you had the 5-10. You burn a couple.
I could do a 5-1.
Yeah, let's do 5-1.
I actually didn't have it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, that was just him saying. But if you want, we can scramble.
No. I thought you had one.
No,
you don't have one. It's not worth it.
A story about Joe Theismann talking about Alex Smith that it became very, very, very close to losing his leg, which we kind of all knew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about it with a buddy the other day. I just don't see a doctor clearing him to play NFL football. I just don't see it. They're going to clear him to take a helmet to the leg that he came dog hair away from losing? No way.
If I could amputate part of my silly leg and give it to Alex Smith and he could be healthy, even though it's almost a 50-year-old leg, I would do it.
I would take
his banged up leg for the right amount of money.
Right, oh, for half.
Money.
For half
for
of
money,
that.
Right, right. What am I, just a good guy?
So you gonna, would take his just 17 surgery
leg. I'll take his beater, okay, and attach it to my body if the price were right. And if that technology were available.
Right.
Huh? Do it for the price.
Because what,
sure.
I don't want his gimpy leg.
I don't want his. No, how much? All infection in there and everything.
What if he stroked you a $4 million check?
Oh, $4 million, of course. I was thinking like $500K.
Would you cut it off? Would you cut it off to give it to him?
So he could. I cut it off.
The technology existed.
I'd let a licensed professional do it.
I know, but for $5 million.
$5 million, and you just went up a million from him, yes.
He didn't mean.
Yeah, but you don't get a leg of return. You have to be a nubby.
I have to have a prosthetic?
Yeah, prosthetic. They're fine.
I'd probably be like Blade Runner. I'd probably rather have his beater than walk around. Yeah, I might want to rethink that.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.